people can, but like, there's a, so I guess I'm just saying that there's a layer of, there's a layer of perceived anonymity.
There's all kinds.
But like, there's also like, if you're using like Facebook to do that and you have a picture of yourself on Facebook, it's like, you're just being, I don't know, that seems to me like you're just being you. Like, if I said a Negro, are you recording?
Yeah.
Well, there's our racist bit for today.
Hey, everybody.
You didn't catch the first part either, which is the worst.
I was
like,
trying to catch that. That's,
I did say Black Arrow, and then Kendrick called me racist. Because apparently, if you put a color in front of something, you've now made it racial.
Only if it's black.
Only if it's black.
As far as racism goes, once you go black, you can't go back.
Once you go black, you have committed a hate crime.
Okay.
Hey, everybody.
Morning, everyone. This is Sitsop.
We just jumped right into it there.
Yeah, I like to do that. Hi there, buddy.
God,
wow, that guy was
just going to go.
And I was like, that's how we die.
I've always had, like, weird things about people that stop signs.
Yeah, like they don't stop and you're like, I'm going
to
die.
But I go to those intersections and I'm like, man, they really can't see from where they're at most of the time. So, like,
yeah.
I have to pull out and I'm like.
Ever since I saw somebody get T-boned. This is Kendrick, by the way.
I'm Kyle, I guess.
Ever since I saw somebody get T-boned at the intersection by my house, the motorcycle into the truck. I really decided to take those stop signs a little easier. Blind stop signs, you know, on both sides, regardless of which way you're going.
Blind stop signs means that it's okay for blind people to drive at those stop signs.
Yeah, but only for them to stop there.
I don't know how they got the license, but...
just that easy.
Bang, bang, bang! I love you, kitchen gun.
Yep.
It's just that easy.
Sit sock. Never sponsored by Highball. 2 years in, still ain't sponsoring us.
You know, we could probably, like, write Highball a letter and say, hey, we did this show. We love your energy drink.
We've been referencing
send us
you
some stickers.
In literally 50-plus episodes.
Which has made Kendrick have to buy more, therefore we're giving you business.
I have been buying your product for years in bulk.
So, like, I had... Amy and I may or may not have been binge-watching Black Mirror.
Oh, dear.
In combination with this one show called The Good Place. That's actually pretty awesome. It's got Kristen Bell in it, and it's about the afterlife. And most of those shows, like Six Feet Under, or not Six Feet Under, what's the other one? It is Six Feet Under, maybe.
I have no idea. I've never seen
there's
any
shows
of those.
About, like, the afterlife, and they all kind of take their own, maybe put their own take on it. And
Deadpool.
This one is fun because it, like, pretty much just is all afterlife and has no interaction with, like, humanity, as far as I can tell.
I do hate humanity.
But it's a really interesting version of it. So that show in combination with Black Mirror created some of the most fucked up weird dreams. Oh, and all the stuff I've been doing at work.
Oh, yeah.
All the CSS, UI, pokery jiggery.
All those
all combined into one terrible, like, nightmarish hellscape of my sleep last night.
You just described CSS anyway.
It's weird. It's so weird how synonyms work. Synonym buns. What was that joke? Like, what's grammar's favorite dessert? A synonym bun or something like that.
So I didn't have many dreams because I'm still getting over whatever illness I had, which means
I don't like how you just like rolled right over my weird pun joke. I'm not okay with that.
I'm gonna keep going.
What did the shrimp say to the fried rice, Kendrick? Don't you walk away from me. That's been Kyle's Pun Corner for this episode.
If that red light stayed red any longer, I would have opened the door. But it didn't.
Well,
so you're
the
welcome.
Winner here.
You're a winner.
But anyway, like, it was a weird dream because at first it started off with me trying to design this thing. And I was like the architect in The Matrix.
Oh.
But that's kind of this one main character from The Good Place, which is like the architect. And it started off that way. And then, you know when, like, you have, like, a hard stop in a dream, and the hard stop makes it so you're just completely in a different place at a different time, but you still remember the old dream?
Yep. You, like, keep up that thing, and you're like, hang on, what?
You're like, wait, no, I'm,
you change the channels.
You're
not supposed to do that.
Yeah, you change the channels midstream.
I wonder if people used to have those dreams before we had television and channel changing.
Oh, man, that would be a very interesting study, is to look at, like, but it's, I almost wish you could record, like, one dream.
Dude, if we could record dreams, the world would be a completely different place. Salvador Dali would no longer be the weirdest artist. I think I would be.
Why?
Because of the shit that I come up with makes Hieronymus Bosch look like...
Kendrick is name-dropping like a motherfucker right now, so if you don't know all these people, then you can just poke Kendrick and he'll tell you who they are.
Well, okay.
I know who Salvador Dali is, but Salvador I don't know who Geronimo Bosch is.
Hieronymus Bosch made his famous triptych, The Garden of Earthly Delights.
What's a triptych?
A three-panel painting.
Oh, so it's like a news comic.
Yeah, but completely different in every conceivable way.
Well, I mean, they both have three panels sometimes.
Yeah, so... that's the one where in the hellscape, there's like all the demons doing all the weird shit, like the guy who's like strapped down, and there's all of the ravens flying out of his ass, and like all the weird. I'll put a picture of
it. Is it like famous?
Yeah, it is. It's famous. It's basically the main thing Hieronymus Bosch is known for, and it was a late. Entered in the correct date here. painting, and I'm not editing that.
That was, yeah, I was going to say, in case you couldn't understand that. That was Kendrick trying to... He just should have just said future Kendrick for the date in here.
I'm not gonna.
And then leaved it, like you always do.
Yeah, I was trying something new. It didn't really work for me. But yeah, I'll put a picture of it in there. It's a famous picture. If I show it to you, you'll probably recognize it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, enough of that name-dropping art history shit.
What are you, some kind of art major?
I know.
The only way you can find validity in your life is by dropping artist names in front of people who
don't
care.
No, I have a real degree. I'm fine.
Oh.
No, so I edit these podcasts sometimes much after we record them, and occasionally I forget what the hell we were talking about. So mm-hmm. for me, I get the special surprise of going back and be like, oh, that's what we talked about.
That sign, someone broke it again.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Let's see if I can get a picture of this.
Good luck.
Good luck. I got to...
I'll just leave some dead air.
Nailed it. Let the dead air be. Okay, what did I say?
The only way to sell things
to people is to not talk to them for 30 minutes of a 45-minute call.
Uninterrupted silence for 30 consecutive
like,
minutes.
They're like, can I go? You're like, shh.
You got your finger on the microphone?
Yeah, and they don't, yeah. They're like, it's like rubbing around on their end. It's like rubbing. It's like.
Sounds really terrible.
Yeah.
So anyway. One of the things I noticed recently was I was listening to the episode where you were...
Ooh,
hi there,
that.
Buddy. We can share lanes. They're supposed to do it with bikes, but I guess we can do that with cars.
Oh, no, he's texting. It's okay.
That's fine. When you were talking about Ready Player One,
mm-hmm.
and I was listening to it,
yeah.
In the time between when we recorded it and when I edited it, I had also read Ready Player One.
Which is a testament to either how short it is or how long it takes Kendrick to edit these podcasts. You decide.
Yes. And so I wish that wasn't flashing as much, but it reminds me that I forgot to take the trash out, I guess, so that's cool.
Just tell Kate to do it.
I will, but she's sick. Anywho, I'll tell her later.
Wow, now you've dated the podcast. Now people will know.
It's on Friday?
Okay,
which
so
I didn't.
You were listening. You're editing the Ready Player One podcast,
and it was funny because I wanted to interact with what you were saying, but I couldn't because it was from a long time ago.
You should just like put your voice in there. You have ultimate editorial.
I know, but I feel
authority.
Like that's rude to just put my editorializations on top of yours. But you have no
he's
chance.
Because like,
be
then you're just gonna like turn me into like a beast and be like, oh, this is what Kyle said, but he's really wrong.
Here's 400 well-researched reasons why Kyle Hagen is wrong.
Hey, that's not fair.
And then when in your next one, you complain about not being fair, I edit in my own thing. And here's where Kyle's wrong, because it is fair. I have control.
It just turns into like a voiceover podcast where
yeah.
like you're just doing like MST3K to our podcast.
Yeah. I don't want to get
what did you want to say? Like, I mean, fucking.
Well, I mean, it was, you were talking about how it felt like a young adult thing, and it wasn't. It won young adult awards, but it was never actually like marketed as such.
But it was totally.
Oh, it was.
Fits
it totally was. But it was never published under a young adult.
But like you
banner.
Don't have to publish it as that.
No, but I mean they legitimately published it as a like fiction. Like and it wasn't aimed at a young adult, but it definitely comes off like young adult.
Oh yeah.
And it's like, why didn't you just publish this as young adult?
Because you could have. I don't know.
So that's one of the things. Also. The Gary Stew or whatever it is. It's not Mary Sue and it's a dude, I guess.
Oh, well, I don't really care because I don't see in color, which means I also can't see in sex. Because I
you
usually have my eyes
sex?
Closed.
But like, what about grasshoppers?
Oh, wow. Whoa. Dude, can you please just fucking just watch Black Mirror already so I can talk to you about this shit?
I'm working on it.
What is the last one you saw?
I don't remember.
That's not really working on it, it sounds like.
Season one?
Okay, that's not good. You're off to a bad start.
Yeah.
0 out of 10.
Zero out of 10.
Okay, so you're going to have to do that like this weekend or like something.
I don't have time this weekend.
Just do it.
I don't have time.
Just fucking stop.
And maybe, no, I don't have time tonight.
I'm doing Angry Muppet Face.
I got that. We all got that.
Amy, how do you feel about how Kendrick's slacking on watching Black Mirror?
Mostly indifferent. I think he should watch it. But I'm also aware of how he's never having time.
Look, it's 6:55 and these things aren't on, Amy.
What things?
These lights.
Oh.
We've gotten to this, like, not heated debate. We've gotten into a discussion numerous times about when that turned on. Knife-based moralism.
That's kind of moralism.
Shit, okay. And we cannot figure out when those lights come on. If it's 6:45, if it's 7, if it's, like, whenever some dude walks out of his hut that lives on the side of the road and presses a button.
To be honest, I think it's based off the congestion.
But that's too complicated.
No, they got those little sensors that show you the speed coming up.
Yeah, you're right.
They're not accurate, but they're hooked to something. It doesn't have to work. It just has to look like it's working.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. That's a good point.
But yeah, the Ready Player One, I think, to be honest, it's a terrible story and a wonderful world.
A terrible story.
Yeah.
I guess, like, I think the story was okay. I just didn't like the main character.
I think it was...
I thought it was a fun adventure.
It was kind of, but it was a fun adventure in the vein of a simplistic 80s kids movie, or young adult movie, is what it kind of felt like to me. I'll say this much. I am excited to see the movie.
Yeah.
Because I think it'll make a way better movie than book.
That's probably fair. I liked the whole, like, puzzle room. I guess I had just done a bunch of puzzle rooms and I've been playing games, so, like,
well, see, here's the
going
thing.
Through that stuff made me feel like it was a puzzle room.
I loved the puzzles. I loved the world. I loved the game. I loved the concepts. I even didn't mind the typical corporations are bad except for this corporation that was good. Nonsense. That didn't even bother me that whole much. I liked the little, I guess, spoiler alert, the little thing about the indentured workers.
That was cool.
I like how they kind of threw that in there because that there was a history of that a little bit in the United States, and it was kind of nice to see someone sort of
nod to it,
acknowledge that, even if they didn't necessarily acknowledge the history of it. So that I like it had some neat things. I think it needed a co-writer.
So you didn't really like how they were describing his rig, right? You thought that was kind of a boring part of the story.
No. I didn't find it
I thought
boring.
You said that.
I didn't find it boring. I just found it gratuitous.
Yeah, it was almost like he veered into, like, Tolkien real quick. And
yeah,
he's like,
yeah.
Look, I'm going to take 50 minutes to describe, or, like, you know, 2 chapters to describe this dude's setup.
Using fictitious parts that you have no idea what they are.
He's like, my hepatic feedback suit. And you're like, that's cool. I can kind of, I guess,
some
figure out what that is.
Things. Okay, fine.
I'm sorry, haptic.
Yeah, we all know what you meant.
I don't think so. I don't even know what I meant. Have you ever... been staying up too late too many nights in a row and, like, you just feel hungover?
Yeah.
That's how I feel right now.
Yeah. I've been trying to get to bed earlier, but Kate hasn't been able to sleep, so I've been unable to sleep, so I've been... When I have fallen asleep lately, I'm, like, cocooned up in ways I'm not normally sleep, rolled in a blanket.
Amy got a gravity blanket that her mom made her.
Oh, cool.
For Christmas.
How heavy is it?
It's made it so I can no longer... 16 pounds. You're supposed to do like a 30% of your weight or something like that. What is it, Amy?
I've seen those.
There's some measurement you take, and that's the weight of the blanket for each individual person. But
that's cool.
It's turned her sleeping pattern into a cocoon of me not being able to truly cuddle with her because the blanket's too heavy for me to get
around.
There's
a wall now.
I'm just saying, introducing new blankets to your bedroom situation can drastically affect your ability to interact.
Amy, you're driving a wedge between you and Kyle in the form of a wonderful blanket.
Unexpected blanket consequences.
Yeah. Blanket statements here.
Blanket consequences is probably going to be the podcast title. And let us continue the long tradition of never using the podcast title we announce in the podcast.
But, like, oh, okay. I was going to say, I was like, I thought you were going to say the long tradition of never saying the podcast title in the podcast. And I was like, but you just...
Indeed.
And then my head exploded. So, what did you think...
What I think that book needed, to be completely honest, was to be co-written by a woman. And you won't often hear me say something like that.
Yeah, actually, that would have made a lot more interesting character. So, I did like the... I liked the interaction between the main character and their buddy G, or whatever his name was. The H. Like, what?
H,
yeah. I thought that was a cool, like, to see that. That was one of the more interesting aspects of that thing to me. Because you could already tell that, like, the main character and the main girl character were like, it doesn't matter what they look like, because they're going to be love, and he's going to overlook that thing for the 5 minutes that the book has them meet, and blah, blah, blah. But his interaction with H was kind of interesting to me, because I was like, this is what it would really be like. Where you're, like, almost just completely blindsided by people. Yeah,
who I expected to be on the other end of this persona.
And again, there's a really cool Black Mirror episode that does something like that.
And again, it also ties back into an article I wrote shortly before that book came out. Where, you know, you remember the one I talked about at length when I was writing for your shitty website?
That's just unnecessary.
Sorry. When I was shittily writing for your website, what I meant. Sorry. I did the algebra wrong.
I don't think that any of those things are true, but carry on.
When I talked about the avatar on the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
That's basically... Go back and read those articles now.
No, I'm okay.
And I'll go back. I'll read them right now while I drive. And that was us drowning as I drove immediately to a river. So that was exactly the same stuff that I talked about in that paper, where it was like, well, when you're, you know, when you live in real life, you're stuck with... let's find out if this guy wants to go there. You're stuck with your internal... like who you are inside and who you act, how you act around people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's difficult to maintain unless you have a serious mental thing. It's difficult to maintain a totally different identity than who you really are.
It causes you, a lot of stress. Your normal.
And so like if you are, and you can't change your appearance meaningfully.
What was it like? One of our coworkers was talking about that yesterday. He was talking about how in PUBG, there used to be like bandits and good guys, right?
That was DayZ, but yeah.
Yeah, DayZ, sorry. An Arma DayZ mod, right?
Yeah.
And he used to be a bandit and do all this fucked up shit, seemingly fucked up shit to people
definitely
in the game.
Definitely fucked up shit.
But like, pretty nice guy in normal life.
Totally
it's just
nice
this
guy.
Weird, interesting like
that
thing.
That was just where he kind of, you know, got that outlet.
I'm sure we could just dig deep into like internet and enmity.
But I mean, real quick on that one, the whole thing that I talked about was actually a philosophical thing written by some French dudes, spelled Benjamin, pronounced some other way.
Immanuel Kant.
Nope. Later than him. Late 19th, I think, early 20th century, if I remember correctly.
Peter
Vogel. He
talked
about the avatar in the world and the self, because there's like your inner self pushing against society to create yourself, sort of an id, super ego kind of thing going on there.
Sure.
And that layer between society and your inner self is the self you put out in the world. And I contended that it varied from context to context, you know. Some people don't seem to want to be alive, you know.
Dude, that was a little bit intense.
That was stupid and illegal.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're not pulling over for crossing the double lines anyway, right?
No. I would kind of like to see them just paintball people for it, though.
Anyway,
just to scare the shit out
so
of them.
There's a thin, layer of facade that everyone puts
out. And that's who you are, and it depends kind of on context, which context you are pushing against your inner soft nuggety center that forms the shape of the chocolate bar that is
Kyle. I like to think of myself more as like a jalapeno popper, but in between like the jalapeno and the breading, there's a bacon layer.
Yeah, and that bacon layer is the nihilist lies you tell yourself to get through the night.
Okay, and then the breading is like my face to the world.
Yeah, and that's where you cover your nihilism with a sense of not nihilism, because you know people don't like nihilism.
And the cheese inside is just me, guys.
And the cheese inside is the actual gooey, soft...
And if you get past the bacon layer, you get to see the spicy jalapeno.
Yeah, that's where he'll cut you.
That's the part that makes you uncomfortable until you
get past. So Kyle's actually a surprisingly layered person.
Yeah, like an onion or an ogre. So, real quick.
But the whole... Oh, go ahead.
No.
I had
good.
A point,
no, you're fine.
But that's fine.
Do the point.
We're going to go...
Get to the fucking point!
When you have something like the internet, you have the ability to completely disassociate your internal and external avatars like that, and you can pull off any number of things you want, especially in a non-real-time communication
Which
format.
Means, yes, awesome.
And so you can pretend to be anybody. That's where catfishing and all of the fucked up stuff people do that I don't want to get into on To Catch a Predator, but, like... all of those personas you can create. You can make an infinite number of personas and create them. You can create 1,000 troll accounts tomorrow.
It's like a low-carb version of the jalapeno popper. Well, because you don't have the layer of breading. You just kind of show pictures of it to people on the internet.
It's actually the high-carb one. It's only breading. Whoa. There's nothing inside.
Oh, I don't know if I agree with this.
So the whole point is you can basically pretend to be anybody you want without the pressures of the internal and external regulating it, because you don't have to think on your feet and act fast.
So it'd be like if you played like Twinkie roulette, and every Twinkie might be filled up with something that wasn't regular cream, but you'd never be able to know until you bit into them, which is like meeting them in real life.
And so in a lot of ways, that's where having that avatar gives you a freedom, but also can be kind of dangerous because, like, well, for example, Geryon could go on as a troll in places and say things you would never actually say or do in real life around these people.
Yeah.
But he creates this persona to fuck with people.
But he does that via his own profile on the internet.
It doesn't matter what your name is next to it.
People can, but like, there's a, so I guess I'm just saying that there's a layer of, there's a layer of perceived anonymity.
There's all kinds.
But like, there's also like, if you're using like Facebook to do that and you have a picture of yourself on Facebook, it's like, you're just being, I don't know, that seems to me like you're just being you. Like,
it is still a layer of anonymity, though, because it's just a picture.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's,
you know,
cool.
If you rev your car and don't move, you're not really doing anything,
yeah,
right?
If you, it just makes you a tiny penis.
So small.
It's so small. Like, I'm sitting here, I'd like to go, I'm having to wait for this guy to rev his engine so that I can go.
So small.
I seriously almost rear-ended him.
I'm not sure why I went with a weird Twinkie analogy when I could have just said box of chocolates.
Yeah, I like that. I like that you went straight to Twinkies.
Maybe it's more like a hostess thing, right? Yeah. Every hostess snack looks different, but, like, you know, if you're playing hostess roulette, you could just inject all the hostess snacks with something different inside. Like, maybe like a Chipotle raspberry filling, or maybe just, like, hot garbage. And then you bite into it, and you're like, this is a terrible hot garbage person. I mean, Twinkie.
That goes still fast. So now that guy's got to punch it to get out of there so he doesn't feel
left
out by the
likeness.
Dude, he's
going so fast. I wish I could be that guy.
No, you don't.
I know. That's what I always say about people I never want to be.
Well, the thing about it is I have a hard time not getting, like, escape velocity up that hill, so I get it, but...
Escape velocity? I mean, I feel like if you really were getting escape velocity, you'd probably never go up the hill again.
I mean that I've punched it up that hill before and gotten some airtime on the top of it, so... But that guy's got to go somewhere. And he had to make sure everyone around him knew, because he's got nothing to do when he gets there. And nobody loves him.
Sorry, I'm like... caught in the middle of like hiccup burps.
Oh no.
And I don't know how this happened.
So yeah, that's the whole thing about the avatar thing that I liked with Ready Player One, and it would have, I just liked how, I mean, like, the whole concept of the avatar and creating a person who you aren't. It's how, you know, it manifests in D&D and storytelling, and everywhere we are is this concept of building these avatars and creations that we can depict ourselves as and disassociate ourselves from our real selves.
I thought that was interesting that in the book they never mentioned, as far as I can tell, people being avatars that are of things that already exist. But in the movie, it looks like people are being like Tracer from Overwatch and like all these other kinds of avatars that, like, you're being a person that already exists. And I thought, I don't remember them explicitly talking about, like, oh yeah, this guy was like, you know, Dig Dug. And you're like, okay, well, like, that's
cool,
I guess.
There was some kind of, I mean, there was...
But it was just interesting to me that the movie showed people that had avatars that were, like, literally verbatim other people.
I feel like they might have nodded their heads at it a little bit, but mostly they were too busy listing off every single spaceship and fancy car from the 80s. Because he owned them all in his space garage that his parents were never allowed in.
There was that part where he played that fighting game and then he beat it and he got to go get the robot. And I really thought that part was kind of interesting because it, I don't know, I guess I liked some of the nostalgia from that.
I liked a lot of the nostalgia. It just was, I mean, it was beating you over the head for some of it. But
I thought it got better as the book went on.
It did. I mean, it didn't get worse. But
I thought it legitimately got better.
Near the end, the big epic battle over the castle.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty rad. I liked that.
I liked how they talked about the artifact system, too. I hope they, like, they nod to that.
Again, more than anything, it was the world that he created and the story he told, right? But I think the thing that bothered me a little bit was they had all the guys from Voltron, and they had all those other robots, and they all just got wiped out immediately. I was like, oh.
Yeah, they didn't even get to Voltron.
They didn't.
That's not 80s, though. I was like, I wonder if there's, like, a Megazord from Power Rangers.
Well, it's... I think there
that's
might.
Too late.
Well, no, because they had the Firefly ship, so obviously it's not just
true.
80s.
That's true.
And he had one himself. He told you about it a lot. He the flew it for some reason. No, he had the fucking Serenity.
That's true.
He had a Firefly ship that he took instead of an X-Wing for some reason at one point. I still don't understand why.
If just so he could drop more names. I think we're done for this podcast, but the question I'll leave you with is, where do you get off?
All right. Bye, everyone. Like, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah, thank you.
Please answer that question, I guess.
No, I just want you guys to guess where Kendrick gets off.
I'd really rather you didn't.
Well, it's going to happen now. It's in the world.
I'm not going to acknowledge any correct guesses.
But they're all correct.
I can't. I'm not actually obligated. Gesundheit. Thank you. I'm not actually obligated to acknowledge any correct guesses.
Nobody. What are we paying you for?
Literally nothing. This podcast costs me money.
I mean, everything costs you money if you consider time money.
I do.
Well, then everything costs you money.
Yeah, but you're not being compensated for it at all.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but so you're not really being compensated for being like a HEMA person either. Or
no,
like,
but I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Well, and I didn't say that I did.
Theoretically think you enjoy this.
But no one's paying me for HEMA, and no one says, what are we paying you for in HEMA?
Yeah, but they probably would joke about it.
No.
I think there's one person who's mentioned paying.
Okay, maybe in their Ben Scouts.
Yes.
Nailed it. We joke about docking each other's pay all the time.
What are we still talking? I thought we ended this.
Bye.